News, I'm Ben Thomas. An update on the investigation into the attempt on Donald Trump's life at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Norman Hall has it.
2 weeks after the assassination attempt against the former president, the FBI has clarified that a bullet struck his ear. The agency is seeking to address confusion and conflicting accounts. In a statement, the FBI said what struck former President Trump in the ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle. The statement came 2 days after FBI Director Christopher Wray said during congressional testimony that it was not clear whether Trump's injuries were caused by a bullet or shrapnel. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Las Vegas man's been charged with threatening to injure and kill government officials in 3 states in the District of Columbia, including the judge and prosecutor who handled Trump's hush money trial. 2 former FBI officials have settled lawsuits with the Justice Department, resolving claims their privacy was violated when the department leaked text messages they sent one another that disparaged former President Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida today. Their relationship broke down after Netanyahu congratulated Joe Biden on his 2020 election victory. Asked about it, Trump had this to say.
It was never bad. It was always good. No president has done what I've done for Israel, and we've always had a very good relationship.
Netanyahu spoke about negotiations over a ceasefire deal for the war in Gaza.
I think there's been some movement because of the military pressure that we exerted. I hope that there will be sufficient movement to get the deal completed.
Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris's White House bid. And another sign inflation's easing, the Fed's preferred gauge, the PCE, rose just 0.1% from May to June. Compared with a year earlier, inflation dropped to 2.5%. This is AP News. The production of wood pellets has boomed to feed demand in the EU, but at a cost in the South.
In 2016, UK energy giant Drax opened a facility able to compress 450,000 tons of wood chips annually in the majority black town of Gloucester, Mississippi. It's near Sheila Mae Dobbins' home.
It's not a coincidence that all these people on this road that I lived it on died with oxygen, nosebleeds, sinus problem, cancer, dialysis. It's something is going on.
Dobbins has frequently lived at the end of a breathing tube connected to an oxygen canister. Drax's Michelle Martin tells another story.
We have not received any evidence that we have created any community health impacts.
She says the company installed pollution controls to decrease carbon emissions, but critics say the air quality is still poor. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2 of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.